Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, where we get our money for nothing and our politics for free. It's pretty exciting.
It is. It's a happy, headline-filled Monday, and we got our friend Matt Rothschild joining us in studio, talking good governance and trying to weed our way through these Wisconsin headlines, Brian.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. The stuff we're leaving on the floor would light your hair on fire, but we're already in a full alarm blaze here with our friend Batman, Matthew Rothschild. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Brian. Luke, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
we want to talk about Timothy Rampton. The man, so if you don't know,
Tim time.
Yeah, it's Tim time. He's the guy who wants to go and, you know, replace he's the false electors guy. Either way,
he wants to decertify the 2020 election results here in the state of Wisconsin.
And he was a total nonentity before this year.
Yeah.
He was a nobody in the legislature.
We need an idiot to step up and yell really loud, and Tim Rampton said, you know what? I am that idiot, and let me yell really loudly.
What? I couldn't hear you over my yelling.
Yes. I know how to yell. Let me yell.
And he was also the one who told the cops on us, or at least the Capitol Police, and who reluctantly just said, hey, guys, can you just leave for the Devil Tree situation? So we also have like a, oh, you couldn't even just talk to us first? Thanks, buddy. He's either way. But
Brian's got some thoughts.
state reps and state senators, when they come in, they get mileage and food and per diem, basically, when they come in to do state legislature work, right? When they come in for votes and things like that. And as we know, and we constantly remind everybody, they have wrapped up their session for the entire year already, and
they're all done.
Limit checks is massive.
They can still get their per diems. I mean, this really gets under the skin of taxpayers in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
These guys get a decent salary anyway. It's above what most people are earning in Wisconsin.
50 grand or more, at least. 55, yeah. I believe.
And then, you know, just for walking in the doors of the Capitol for 1 minute and signing in, yeah, I'm here on the attendance sheet, they get, you know, like Rampton, $76.50 just for checking that box.
Yeah. And records just showed that he collected per diem several times, but didn't even bother showing up to vote.
Yeah, he walked in. He was there for God knows how long or how little. And then he skipped town a couple times. And you know, he's the guy who's been making such a big, hullabaloo over all these shady things about voting. Well, one of the days he skipped was a day where they were voting on some of those election bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he claims that voting is sacred. And the fact that he showed up in the Capitol, claimed the per diem, and then skipped town or left down the street for a political event before actually, you know, doing his business as the assembly person for, I'm not familiar with which district he represents. I know he resides up in Campbellsport. But the fact
which
that
isn't that far away either.
Right. It's not terrible.
You can drive down here to Madison and.
Yeah, but
it's not costing you $76,000.
To claim that voting is sacred and that you need to decertify the 2020 election results because there was some alleged voter fraud that you can't actually display or show us, but then you skip out on the fact and you don't even vote on the assembly floor votes that are taking place as your time as a representative when you are claiming that you are in the Capitol that day working is pretty bad governance.
I wonder government, if he ran if on a me. Waste and fraud, like an anti-waste and fraud campaign, because what is he doing?
I mean, it is so shady, but it just, you know. It
and
just
he's not the only one that does this. They all use the per diem situation. If you have something, take advantage of it, you know, right? But
I know, but that's why that's why we hate it, though.
We're on the hook for that.
They're just dipping into the public trough here at any opportunity, just getting the change that they can pick off the table and under the couch pillows that belongs to us. And they're just taking it away.
It's not the way to run a railroad. Let's just say that.
And it doesn't look good for Tim Rampton. You know, his only campaign is, you know, the election was horrible, was stolen. I'm the Trump guy. If you're for Trump, vote for me. He can't even get Trump's endorsement right now. I saw him begging Trump to give him his endorsement because Trump tapped him on the shoulder and urged him to run and said, you're my guy. But now the Wisconsin aides and Trump's officers are saying, hold off on your endorsement, I guess.
Well, there's so many to choose from now. How can Trump choose just one to endorse in this race?
He likes it when they fight it out in front of him.
Yeah, he is absolutely the Joker in that scene of the Dark Knight where he snaps
the stick in half.
Yeah, tryouts. Yeah, that's essentially Trump right now. And Timothy Rantham has shown that he is willing to get down and dirty to fight for that endorsement. So I think it's going to be interesting to see.
Hey, even Tommy Thompson will get down and dirty for that endorsement.
Well,
that's how disgusting
he'll at least
is.
Take the trip down to Mar-a-Lago, because that's what Brian contends. Brian says, hey, it's a free trip. You got to go. And I'm like, I don't think I'd go on that one.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, there's a lot more political implications for Tommy Thompson to go and do so. But he's trying to go and basically get the stink on him, but without the actual, you know, stamp. I think,
you know, I've
so
seen
that he
Tommy
can say I got enough Trumpy.
I've seen Tommy debase himself before, though. I remember the first rally up at the square by the Tea Partiers. Tommy got on stage and said, "I'm with you. I'm a Tea Partier," and I just about lost my lunch on the spot because, well, you know, I've been hearing about Tommy. Oh, he's the moderate Republican. Give me a break.
He really just wants to be liked by whatever group he's in.
And that's the politician's flaw, isn't it? They just want to be loved.
Please, just seriously, I could totally be your guy. I totally don't believe in anything you say, but please like me. I just can't handle the...
Wait,
the
is Kevin game. Nicholson here in the room with us right now?
Oh, that's right. He walks. You would notice if he walks, because as you can tell from his ads... He really walks. He walks very
determinedly. That's one takeaway. That's one takeaway that you could have from his ads.
That's the thing I've learned from the guy, is that he's getting his steps in. Yeah, he's getting his steps in, and he walks, and he has organized literally dozens of people.
We got only a couple minutes left here on this fine show, but Matt, I want to squeeze in one more headline real quick. We got also a report yesterday kind of circling back to the whole Gableman probe, leaving Rantham behind. But we got Gableman, the headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal, Michael Gableman's numbers on nursing home voting proving wrong again. So the State Journal did an analysis of all the voting numbers that Gableman showed in his second interim report back at the beginning of last month. And it turns out they also don't line up. So not only are we going to find out, hopefully, how this whole thing got started, maybe we'll get to see the math that he did for these reports and find out how he's making some of these accusations without actually being able to prove them here in reality.
I don't know what grade he got in math class, but I bet it wasn't a good one. I mean, this guy has been wrong up and down the line on all of his accusations. I mean, he's been disproved by every single legitimate news outlet in Wisconsin. You know, he makes a claim and it's baseless. I mean, it's just, he's the worst lawyer I've ever seen.
And he claimed last week Steve Bannon's podcast that Voss is saying he's got to pack up the stuff by the end of April. Do you think that's going to happen, or do we think this probe's still going to be going into May?
I don't know. Molly Beck of the Journal Sentinel reports that April 26th, he's got to get out of his office. I'd like to drive down there with a U-Haul myself.
That's what I'm saying. I think everybody should show up.
Brian's offered.
I already said we should all rent a 14-footer or something and line up one by one until one of them is going to say, okay, you're the guys, and then just take everything away, and maybe you'll get a server or something. Who knows?
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We really appreciate you stopping by the studio this afternoon, Matt. That is Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. It is a fine Monday of afternoon programming here on Devil Radio 92.7
FM. Al Franken going to be live. Franken.
There we go. So that's going to be joining Crudy on the Devils. Stay tuned here to the Devil Radio and the Shaw. We'll be back tomorrow at 2.